Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dean Sanusi. This is the full football disclosure. This is game week eight, and we've got a special guest, humanities teacher, Mr. Aidan Miller.
Hello.
Nice to finally see you. I've been trying to get you on here for the last few weeks now.
Yeah, it's been a busy time.
It's been a busy time, but you've actually found time to grace us with your appearance. So, Aidan, full disclosure, as you know, I'm obviously a Liverpool supporter. Mr. Bailey is over here right now. He's also a Liverpool supporter. He might be a bit quiet today. So full disclosure, let everyone know, who do you actually support?
So Newcastle fan. Been a Newcastle fan my whole life.
Okay.
Before I came out here, I was very fortunate to go to quite a lot of games, especially in our Eddie Howe revival season.
The Eddie Howe revival. Potential England manager.
Yeah. And obviously, I don't know the feeling of winning anything apart from a championship, but it's been an interesting ride.
Can I just ask you, based on that, does that count? Would you count a championship as a credible trophy to count in the trophies, the rosters of trophies? A championship, does a championship come higher than, let's say, a League Cup? Does it mean more? Because obviously you guys have, you know, you've had seasons where you've been relegated.
I guess. I think when you go to the championship, the main aim is just to get promoted.
Get back.
If you get, if you win the league, it's good. Mm. If you win the playoffs, you get a trophy too. So does that count? You can finish sixth and get a trophy over a team that finishes third.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it counts as a trophy as a massive achievement, but it felt nice.
Okay.
And I got to relive the emotions of winning something, and when you're a Newcastle fan, you take what you can get.
Oh,
you can't pick and choose League Cups.
But
and
it
FA
hasn't
Cups.
Always been like that. Newcastle supporters saying, take what you get. I mean, let's think from the past, you guys have finished what you finished top four?
Yeah,
you've finished top four a few times.
Yeah.
Few finals.
Yeah.
Definitely a few finals. Yeah, a few second places, exactly. Champions League. God, Champions League, what, 3 seasons ago, right?
Well, then I would argue even that is that success. So, for example, if you look at Arsenal, maybe five seasons ago, their aim was just to get in the top four, always just to get in the top four. And actually, Arsenal fans kind of grew a bit tired of that ambition of just getting fourth. So I guess for me, I love sport. I'm a winner. And I guess if you're not first, then...
Can I then ask you, fourth place or a League Cup or an FA Cup?
I'll take a League Cup.
You take the League Cup over fourth place?
Yeah,
I'll throw that question back to you. Relegation or a League Cup?
Well, I guess Wigan did that, didn't they?
They did, yeah. FA Cup. I was at that final.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was Wigan.
Hostile.
And it was Wigan and Man City.
Yeah, I was sat with
the Wigan supporters. Crazy.
Relegation is relegation. Again, Newcastle fan, I've done two. I've experienced two. So, and both times we've come back straight away.
Yeah,
so, whereas a League Cup, that memory can't really... You know, it's a trophy.
It's a trophy. It's a trophy. That's an interesting one. I've got a few Newcastle supporters, and I'm not sure of, you know, what they would say about that relegation or League Cup, fourth place or a cup, fourth place or an FA Cup.
I guess for most stuff, we haven't won something since 1969.
Yeah.
A real trophy. So,
tangible.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think people always, you know, even when you talk about Eddie Howe or any manager, people always go, what have they won? What have they won?
Which is a good point. What has Eddie Howe won?
And when you think of Wigan, perfect example, they got relegated.
Roberto Martinez, yeah.
But he still won a trophy.
Yeah.
He's remembered for being one. When you think of that Wigan team, most people don't remember or don't think as easily or as quickly that they got relegated.
But they remember
that
the season, FA Cup.
Of course they do, yeah. They remember the
and
goal,
it was against
the header,
a very strong
City as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. The whole David and Goliath stuff. So I think, you know, a relegation you can always come back from. But how often does a team get a chance
to be
in
a
final?
Exactly. So, you know, I want to talk about the England job. And Eddie Howe came out claiming, I don't know how true this is, he claims he was never spoken to about the England job. But my question is, why? Why would you speak to Eddie Howe? I know he's an English manager, but what has Eddie Howe accomplished to even be in the conversation to be considered for England?
I think it's about context. So, for example, Newcastle, when he took over, we were rock bottom. I think we're the only team to be bottom at Christmas.
Yeah.
And not only did we not just scrape away from relegation, I think we finished 11th
in
that season. So at our form in the second half of the season when he took over was easily top four. Mm-hmm. And then the next season, we finished in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
So for a good 18 months, he was operating at a top four level.
Mm.
That's proven.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the squad that we had, people yeah. talk about the money, but actually, who did we really buy during that time period? We bought Isaac. But the Isaac, best...
Swedish, yeah. Yep, very good 72 player.
Million, but yeah. the rest... of the players were actually existing players that who were pretty poor under Bruce.
And prior to Eddie Howe, the manager again was
Steve Bruce.
Steve Bruce, another English manager, yeah.
Yeah. And Howe got the best out of Joe Linton, Longstaff.
Converted his position, obviously.
Yep, yeah, he did, yeah. And some other players. And I think his man management skills were very good. Mm. Even his ability to adapt the team. Mm. You know, when we bought Bruno, he didn't start for a while.
Grimadish.
He was on the bench.
Yes,
he's on the bench.
Right. Yes.
And obviously that showed his ability to integrate players slowly but surely.
Okay.
And also to pick players based on who was playing well.
Okay.
He created a team mentality, which I've never seen since or before.
Really?
Newcastle.
Yeah,
you could tell that they all like each other. They all... You know, our spirit.
So it's a positive camp.
Very good, yeah.
Okay.
This year and last year, we've consistently come back from losing positions to draw or to win.
Mm, okay.
And I think that can be down to the manager.
Okay.
So I think when people compare him to Southgate and what he was doing at the time.
Exactly, yeah.
Southgate's a very, I guess you could say, quite a British manager that is very conservative. His personality isn't, you know, when you think of some of the Spanish or Italian...
Yeah.
Managers, their personality is quite strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
we have that with Thomas Tuchel.
Right now, we've
got a big personality.
And I think the England team, Howe doesn't have that, but he does have an element to push the team in a way I think at the time Southgate couldn't.
Okay. So based on what you're saying, you actively... would prefer to keep Eddie Howe as Newcastle manager and not, for example, lose him to...
Yeah, I think so. I think...
To the England job.
I think the way we play...
Yes.
And the way his style of play that he's adapted to Newcastle requires a lot of time.
Okay.
And you don't have time when you're an international manager.
Oh, do you have time in the Premier League job? That's a big one. And obviously, you know, Newcastle lost a home game against Brighton. This is obviously game week four. I didn't watch the game, but I saw the highlights. Danny Welbeck, he's having a very good season. He's come back, but he needed oxygen.
So wish him well.
But Eddie Howe, the interview was just about he wasn't spoken to. He made that very clear. I wasn't spoken to for the England job. And I'm not sure is there disappointment that he wasn't spoken to? Is he happy he wasn't spoken to? Are a majority of Newcastle supporters happy that Eddie Howe wasn't spoken to? Or is that an admission that Eddie Howe isn't good enough for the England job?
I think when you join the Newcastle project, it's long term.
Mm.
Not many teams, I think, have the type of project that we're having.
Okay.
So I think he is probably indifferent to being England manager.
Okay.
I think based on, like I said, when he took us over, we were bottom.
Yeah.
Then he got us to Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to feel that excitement and amazing feeling of being in Champions League.
Yeah, he had a few great games. I think the PSG game especially,
Last year, we just missed out on being sixth.
Yeah.
So I think for him, there's a lot of unfinished business. And I think one of his biggest critics, like many other, I guess, English managers, is what have they won? And I think for him, he's got maybe one or two seasons more to show that he can win something.
Okay. So right now, domestic cup-wise, are Newcastle still in the League Cup, for example? Okay, so would you, for example, expect a cup run?
We've done well.
Would you expect, for example, a good FA Cup run?
Because obviously, we've done well before.
You know, the argument is England managers that have won stuff. And, you know, just to give a bit of context, I'm sure this statistic's been running around, but the last England manager to win some kind of league, so English league, was Howard Wilkinson with Leeds. So that was a long time ago before the Premier League. Yeah. The last English manager to win the Champions League was Brian Robson. That was with Barcelona, a foreign team. So again, a long time ago. I think that was somewhat 1998 or even before that. The last England manager to win an FA Cup was Harry
Redknapp.
Yeah. FA Cup, Portsmouth. So we spoke about that one. That was Salim Montari, Kanu, those guys. And the last English manager to win the League Cup was Steve McClaren with Middlesbrough. That was 2002. So does Eddie Howe, does he have to win something to be actually considered for a big job like England?
I think no, because you get people like Lampard.
Frank Lampard.
Who can walk into a Chelsea job. You get people like Rooney. Gerrard, okay, he won the SPL.
Well, no, full disclosure, obviously we are, but, you know, Gerrard did win the SPL. It's not the same level, but he did win the SPL.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But I think, aside from Howe, what are the good English managers?
Well, I'll go through it. There are currently three English managers in the Premier League right now. So we have, obviously, Eddie Howe, O'Neill, who manages Wolves, and Sean Dyche, who's currently managing
Everton.
And, we can count people like Russell Martins. Technically, you know, he's English, but he's declared for Scotland. So in terms of numbers of English managers in the league, it doesn't look good, does it? It's not a lot to pick from.
What Stan Collymore said the other day was quite true about the cost of English coaches.
Oof.
English coaches don't necessarily have an identity. You talk about Spain and Italy, I can ask a kid in our school what type of football would you expect to play?
Yeah, possession-based, passing-based, tiki-taka.
Yeah. And even that's evolved differently.
Yes.
I think the amount of native managers in their respective leagues is quite high.
It's high. That's, I mean,
50%
it's
at least.
It's actually shocking. If you look in France, of the 20 teams, 10 managers are French. Where did we do have an English manager? It was, I mentioned this to you, it was Liam Rosenia.
Liam Rosenia,
who manages Strasbourg randomly.
Yeah.
We have, in Spain, there are 15 managers who are of Spanish descent. Germany, it's half, it's 50%, nine out of 18. And Italy, you have 16.
Wow.
16 managers out of 20 teams who are Italian.
And also, I guess.
So who do you, is it an FA situation for not promoting English managers? Is it the club situation where club executives aren't promoting English manager? Or is it just too expensive to train as an English manager?
If you flip it.
Yeah.
And you're in Germany or you're in Italy.
Yeah.
Are you looking for an English manager?
I'll be honest
from
with
your
you.
Pool.
I don't think if I'm Atletico Madrid and we've just sacked our manager, I guess, you know, Eddie Howe isn't top of the list. I would argue that, yes, you know, with Champions League, they know who Eddie Howe is. But, you know, is he at the top of the list? I mean, they'll know about his philosophy, surely, you know, because, you know, in football, you know, they do their research, and your scouts and everything will know the philosophy
of
a manager.
But do you think that, okay, let's test this out.
Okay.
Do you know Eddie Howe? I know. I watch the games. Okay, if I say Pep,
yes.
If I say
possession-based football,
if I say
control, yes.
A variety of different managers, German, Spanish, it's Italian. I reckon you have a good idea.
I've got a little bit of an idea, but I can tell you, Eddie Howe is someone I don't like very much, and I can tell you why. Because I want to say 6 years ago, Liverpool were leading 3-1 and Bournemouth came back and beat us 4-3.
Interesting.
And I always held...
Interesting.
I held a grudge. And I think that was a managerial masterclass.
I held
a grudge against Eddie Howe all of that time. And every time we seemed to play Bournemouth, they gave us trouble. They gave us an issue. But and the same thing every time we've played Newcastle, it's been a tough, tough, you know, scraped through last minutes, Darwin Nunez they're a tough games, and what you see in that is that Eddie Howe is an organized manager. He gets his teams very organized. He has a clear philosophy somehow has translated from training ground onto the pitch.
I think he likes
basis.
Front foot football.
Yeah.
But I think, and this is where linking to England will be interesting. He really likes front foot football, high energy footballs. Mm. And that has led to us having a lot of injuries. So, for example, if you take the England, current England squad.
Yes.
We have Isaac. He's young, 22, 23, 24, can't remember. Lots of pace, lots of energy.
Yeah.
He riskily at the time removed Saint-Maximin, someone who would be a Newcastle type Saint-Maximin, of player.
Course, yeah, tricky winger.
Brought in Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, tricky winger.
But actually, great decision. Now, Harry Kane, for example, could never handle Eddie Howe's philosophy because it requires Kane. We saw what happened in the Euros. It would require Kane to be non-stop pressing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Runs.
Yeah.
Gordon, that's what he does. That's He's in your face.
That's what he does.
You look at other people like Almiron, that's what he does, in your face. And also what he particularly likes is his defenders, in our case, Shah or Botman when he's there.
Yes, Botman.
He likes the diagonal.
Okay.
And he likes a ball playing centre back.
Okay.
Hence why we were so interested in Mark Gay for a long time. So part of that could translate to the England team, but
it could. We've got John Stones, who is he's probably one of the best, one of the best ball playing centre backs. Maguire in his day, I know he gets a lot of stick, but he's actually a very good ball playing centre back.
And he likes his fullbacks to be very attacking. Trippier.
Trent,
yeah. But obviously, in the England fold, people like Trent and actually Trippier to an extent and Luke Shaw.
They don't get
a lot of criticism based on their defensive abilities.
Yes.
So I think with his fit, and I think what would be good if he was an England manager, if he did become, if they were to speak to him, was he would probably always pick players on form.
On form. Okay, I completely agree with you. 100% agree with you. I think players should be picked on merit. I'm a massive fan of Harry Kane, but I do think there were games where he probably should have been slung off.
Very good.
I think the likes of Trent should have been given a bit more of a shout. I think Anthony Gordon, who had a great season, obviously Cole Palmer.
He's
the player on form, and players like that should never have been sitting on the bench.
I think this is why Tuchel can work.
Could work.
I think the England job.
Yes.
You know, and people talk about it all the time. It's not about quality of players. It can't be. It's not about talent.
Okay.
Because.
What is it about?
Mentality.
Of who? The manager or the players?
I think the country and the players. And I'll explain to you why.
Yes.
When you play or you see a team like Germany, you know most of the time they're getting to the semi-final. Doesn't matter who's in their team. Doesn't matter how old or who's young.
Okay.
You know they're going to do well.
Okay.
And when you play a team like Germany or Italy or Spain.
Yes.
Or even France.
Yeah.
You just know. That they'll
be in and around the mix for semifinals, quarterfinals at the very least.
And I think if you look at their media, the way their media rallies around the teams, it's very different.
It's positive.
Yeah, very positive.
Yeah.
And that transcends to the players.
Yep.
So for example, when England played Spain in the final.
Yes.
England's media was talking about England are the favourites. But Spain weren't too fussed about who's the favourites.
No.
I think the Spanish team knew if they play well, they win.
They win, yep. I agree.
England didn't play well all bar one half against Holland.
Yeah.
It's the mentality.
Yeah.
Regardless of if it's Slovenia or some of the other teams that we played.
Okay.
The mentality, it's like when Man City play a lesser team.
Yeah.
It's a 5-0. It's a minimum 3 or 4-0.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, not these days. Not with Rodri out, obviously.
Yeah. But you know, especially if
they're on their
home,
day, they will turn the team over. Yeah, that's right.
And he's also... When Man City, they've gone down, I think about 3 or 4 games this season, they've gone 1-0 down.
They have, yeah.
But you know that they're going to win. It's not even...
The grit, the hard work is there. They will almost definitely be there. You know, they shouldn't be taken lightly.
Whereas I think England, when they go down or have those difficult days, who are the players to just know we're going to win?
Oh... That's a tough one. It's a tough one, possibly because we have a team of players where not all of them come from maybe a winning mentality.
A good amount of them do.
Kind of. I mean, if you take out the Man City crop.
Yeah.
Which aren't many of them. And maybe a few Liverpool players here and there. You know, one or two Chelsea players possibly. You know, the vast majority of them, they come from, you know, the other, you know, like I like to call them the other... the other 16, possibly. You could call them.
But ironically, the ones who are the winners probably perform the worst.
Not the best.
Yeah. So Foden, for example.
Phil Foden, yeah.
Heavily criticised during the Euros.
Yeah.
But he is a winner.
He's a winner. He's one of our best.
Yeah.
He's almost definitely one of our best. But not utilised well enough by my managers, possibly. You know, Cole Palmer, definitely not utilised well enough. Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah.
Almost definitely not utilized enough. So you think it's a mentality then? You think, you know, the mentality of the nation, the press,
the
managers, the players themselves is what the big difference is?
I think so. Even though it's not on the same level. When I used to play football back in the day, I had a few players in my team.
Yes.
And they had, their mentality was just different.
Yes.
They took a loss very personally to their own standards.
To their own detriment, yes.
And actually, a lot of the time, just the way they would be and the way they would act would be make me think, actually,
I should be like that.
Yeah, like, why aren't we winning? Their mentality was, why aren't we winning?
Why aren't we winning?
It's like, there's no minimal excuse.
Do you think England have that problem, then?
Think the players
are asking the question, why aren't we winning?
I think the players are too scared to be criticised by the media. Okay. So, for example, Mainoo, he's young.
Kobe, yeah.
Didn't really care, so he just played the way
he
needed to play.
He wants to.
But then it got to the final, his performance was very different to the rest of the... Because it's in the back of their heads.
And I guess
the media is very much about, it's coming home. Players know that one opportunity might be the only one. Whereas if you're in Italy or France or Germany or Spain,
you think they know.
You know every single time you're
every
in the mixer.
Every we will be in
and around. Yeah.
Well, you know, the French are definitely doing something well.
Yeah.
We look at the managers, for example, that have won stuff. Mancini, obviously, 2020, he was a serial winner. Luis de la Fuente of Spain, he's a serial winner under 19s, under 21s. And Didier Deschamps with France, he's a serial winner. But anyway, I think, you know, we've had a great chat on winning mentality.
What you said there also is very important. They've all won at the lower leagues.
They've won the lower leagues. They've won at their age groups. So, you know, at the core of it, you think mentality is where...
I think so.
And, I'll end it on this note. Does that mentality start with Eddie Howe at the England job? Potentially. After, obviously, the likes of Thomas Tuchel, once his stint is done. If Eddie Howe is still in and around and he's had a very successful, you know, his career progresses the way it should progress.
Do you think
he should be in the shout?
It'll be difficult because unless he's won something,
that'll
be the opening argument to any English manager managing the England team.
Have they won something?
If he's won something in these next 2 years,
then
he, I think, will have a confidence and maybe even a little arrogance like
claim.
Mourinho and some of the other managers to walk in and say, I'm a winner.
I'm an English manager.
And actually, I think if you walk into a dressing room and with the attitude of I'm a winner, so you'll do what I tell you to do, it's very different to I finished fourth place and had a good season. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So that'll be my closing statement. We'll see how we go.
Let's see how it goes. Aiden, I know you've got a meeting, so thank you so much for joining us on the Full Football Disclosure.
No, and hopefully we'll grab a win next time I see you.
Fingers crossed you guys grab a win and you're not chasing relegation like previous seasons.
Let's hope so.
I joke, obviously. Aiden, thank you so much.
No problem.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
See you.
Bye.